Social Show with your host, Chili Gilliam, Shawnee K, and Miss Lala, where we talk current events, entertainment, sports, and anything irrelevant. Yeah, you heard me. Irrelevant.
Yeah, you heard the guy. Irrelevant. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, y'all. It's Shawnee K here.
Dang. And Chili Gilliam. In the place to be.
Hey, how about irrelevant is when they say you gonna get 16 inches and only get 8.
Y'all girls should be used to that. Womp, womp, womp.
Damn, long dome silver. God damn, nigga tell me you got 16 inches. I don't even want to meet them. Like, really, dude? You 9 times out of 10, you're lying. That's my opinion.
Your opinion? It seems like that's your intellectual device over there going crazy.
Yes. Podcast is being uploaded as we speak. So, guys, if you missed the episode, don't forget to go back and, you know, listen to
podcast. And also, I shared a link to one of our most infamous episodes.
Oh shit, which episode is this?
Throwback, the most listened throwback of all time, 80s nostalgia.
Oh wow, really?
So if you check us on Twitter, I believe I posted on our Facebook also, but check that link if you haven't listened to 80s nostalgia. Hey. If you're a new listener or recent listener.
Hey, I gotta listen to it. I was on instead. Don't know what I was
saying. Okay.
Wow. Was this when we went hard talking about, you know, 80s, like, comparisons and shit?
Stairs into the sky.
Like, damn, I was on the episode and I can't remember. But, yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to check that out along with y'all. And I might bring y'all an update or some snippets on our next podcast, you know? Wow.
So, all right. Today is known none other than the Groundhog Day.
Hey.
And there is one groundhog that did not, there was a couple that didn't make it out of their hole or bunk or whatever the fuck you call it that they put that damn thing in. But I forgot the name of it, but it started with M. So, it was something M, I think Merle. Or something like that.
This must be a replacement.
No, you know, each one, everybody got their own fucking one.
Oh, yeah.
Pennsylvania got Punxsutawney
Field. Yeah, that's only, you know, I know it was Punxsutawney. Like,
and then you
like
got
PP.
The one from Michigan. And all these celebrity groundhogs. I call them.
I seen a post that said our groundhog might have seen his shadow, but our alligator didn't.
What? What?
I guess that's from Louisiana humor.
Oh, obviously so. Okay, this is the... I get you now when you bring in Louisiana. But Milltown Mill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Milltown Mill, celebrity groundhog, dies just before Groundhog Day.
Damn. He probably been dead. Nigga ain't make it through hibernation. And y'all just went and checked on last
this
night.
This is from New Jersey.
where was the mama at in this situation? Replace him. Come on, let's get a replacement in. He might be dead tonight, but he's alive tomorrow.
God,
look like. Come on now, moms. You know damn well y'all done went and got a replacement hamster, a replacement fish. I don't know if y'all do cats and dogs, but.
Oh, my God.
Fish died.
So the most notable one, Punxsutawney Phil, apparently saw his shadow, so his fat ass turned around where the sun was at. So 6 more weeks of winter. Okay.
So we gonna see daylight soon, huh? Daylight early soon, should I say?
No.
If he see spring.
6 more weeks of winter. You said something about spring.
I was just making a joke. Spring coming. I guess that just went over everybody's head. I keep seeing this post going around talking about, and
fuck that post, and yeah, that shit went over somebody's head because he said 6 more weeks of winter. What the hell you talking about, more daylight for spring? He going left, your ass going right.
Okay.
Fuck, okay. Alright, back to February 2nd on Groundhog Day. Make sure we go the right way on this one.
Oh.
Dump your significant jerk day. Try me if you want. Hedgehog Day. Shouts out to Sonic. World Wetlands Day. Don't y'all fuck with the wetlands. Y'all can go to jail. Or be fined. One or the other. Who knows? Who cares? I won't be doing it. Creep Day. Or however you want to call that. Crepes. Crepes.
Crepes. Call them creeps.
Change your windshield wiper day. I think you're about a month and a half late on that one, buddy. And, tater tot day. Oh, man. So, all right.
Oh, no, I was just about to say something about this tater tot casserole I seen the other day. Like, she looked interesting. It was taco. But, yeah, keep going. Look it up if y'all want to,
Anyways, some birthdays for February 2nd. Ah. Tom Smothers, comedian, turned 85. TV chef Ina Garten from Barefoot Contessa.
Hey, that's my girl.
74.
Damn, she old.
Barefoot Contessa.
She was.
That's not Bebo Bobby. Got more head than she got Bobby.
No. It's not her. So, she an older one. She always wore a bob and like a little bang.
Okay. I don't know her.
Like, she replaced Paula Deen, like, to me.
Dwayne the Dog Bounty Hunter Chapman. He's turning 69 today. Mm. Christy Brinkley is turning 68. And apparently she's still modeling, I guess. And Gemma Arterton from The Kingsman is turning 36. Sony Nicole, who played Ramona on Fuller House, is turning 20. Fuller House.
The remake. The producer. Produced. Shit. Me, I'm not with all the remake shows. Like,
nah.
I watched Saved by the Bell. It was kind of funny. But it was like, watching this shit. Wait, I do
it
like.
It was okay because the originals are in that one.
I do like one remake. Let me just say that. Charm. Charm good. That's one remake. They ain't never sued me wrong yet.
Somebody pass me my boss. My boss. So, all right, some birthdays for February 3rd coming up. Huh? Who? What? Somebody named Blythe Danner from who won two Emmys for TV's Huff is turning 79. Morgan Fairchild from Dallas is turning 72.
Before my time.
A few of these. Nathan Lane is turning 66. Maura Tierney from ER, News Radio, Showtime's Your Honor is turning 57.
Oh, I know that show.
Warwick Davis is turning 52. Isla Fisher from Wedding Crashers and Nocturnal Animals is turning 46. Amal Clooney is turning 44. Disgraced. Theronis CEO Elizabeth Holmes is turning 38. I'm gonna have to look that one up. What's why she disgraced? What's going on with Theronis? Theronis or Theronis? All right. International Golden Retriever Day, and you might like this one, Carrot Cake Day.
Oh, sounds good to me.
And one that we're coming across a little too often recently, National Missing Persons Day.
Yeah, definitely.
And Take a Cruise Day.
I just had to exhale on the National Missing Persons Day because it's like, it's a lot of people out here that's missing and it's here today, gone tomorrow type shit. Story-wise, people-wise, it's like, I feel like we need to talk about these stories more to where, you know, it's still memorable. Because, like I said, sometimes when you want to talk, out of sight, out of mind type shit. Mm-hmm. like, oh, you might have seen this missing person, but the story or the face out of your mind, you ain't thinking about it. 50, 60 more things than happened since that. You don't even remember it. And, you know, shit just, people memory just, these days, shot memory.
For everybody on the go, ain't no time to stop. There's always something to the next one. It's on to the next. It's on to the next. Always something else you got to do. And shit hard. That shit hard. That shit crazy. You can't slow down for shit. So, all right. The Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. Tom Henschel, Don Chrisman, and Gregory Eaton have never missed a Super Bowl. Henschel, Chrisman, and Eaton are the surviving members of a Never Miss a Super Bowl Club. An exclusive group of fans that has attended every game from Bart Starr-led Packers win in 1967 to a Tom Brady-led Tampa Bay win in February 2021.
Oh.
And the three plan to be in SoFi Stadium for Super Bowl 56 this year. So, shouts out to them still keeping their tradition running.
Keeping their tradition? Fuck that. They got some bread to keep this going. Damn.
Right. 80, 85, and 82.
Shout out to them. Some people, you know, got dreams and aspirations and things they want to do in life. You know, if you ain't got nothing, you might want to go collect some rocks, star or something. Shit.
Speaking of bread, 1 year ago, we were all hoping 2021 would be better than 2020. Turns out it really wasn't, except for millionaires and billionaires. The super yacht industry reported a 77% surge in sales last year.
Damn.
They were like, they getting off the land, leaving everybody.
Mm-hmm. If we can't go in space, we getting in the water. Hell no. That's interesting.
Now, this says 2 of 2. I'm about to check. Let me see if I got one listed here. All right. Okay, so I got a... I got a total of 8. Weird excuses for being late to work.
Oh, this... I'm here for this.
And this comes from Career Builder. They ask human resource managers to share some of the weirdest excuses employees have used for being late for work. All right. My number one... Well, not number one, but the first one that they have listed. I don't like saying number one because it sounds like a rating or some shit. But the first one that got listed is, my lizard had to have emergency surgery in the morning and died during surgery. I had to mourn while deciding whether to have the lizard disposed by the vet or bring the lizard corpse with me to work.
Oh, my.
That's one way to freak them out.
Yeah, you ain't lying. Shit. I'm bringing this motherfucker with me, but wow. That's a reason to call off work. The lizard died?
My pet, yeah.
My lizard.
It could be 10 years old. Sentimental.
A lizard, though.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. The second one is, I thought of quitting today, but didn't decide not to, so I came in late.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty fucking stupid. All right. My cow bit me.
Damn. You on the farm? And still going to work?
Oh, shit. I was confused by the time change and unsure if it'll spring forward or fall back.
Okay, that one I feel, because a lot of people are, well, not these days, because we got the digital time system that, right, you know, go back itself. But, you know, back in the day, yeah, I feel this. Mm-hmm. To the 10th hour, motherfuckers was late to school. Didn't know what time was. Standing That's out of school crazy. Early, didn't know what time it was.
That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. All right, so to finish this off, the second part of this list is, a black bear entered my carport and decided to take a nap on the hood of my car. Now, I'm sorry, but hey, shit, I had to call the Nap and Humane Society or something to get that motherfucker off.
Shit, I'm waiting till that motherfucker get up and leave. Yeah, I'm late.
You got a picture? You better send me a video.
I'm late.
There was fresh powder on the hill. I had to go skiing.
Oh my gosh, really? You? It snowed, so you going skiing?
I cut my fingernails too short. They're bleeding, and I have to go to the doctor.
Ah, whoa, ooh.
I hate having it. I have a fear of that shit.
Oh, my. No.
what you gonna say?
That's hurtful. That sounds hurtful.
Yeah. Burns. Mm. I was walking my dog and slipped on a toad in my driveway and hurt my back.
A toad?
Yeah, a toad.
Oh. That's a new one. I slept on some ice.
Ribbit. What? Someone says they're excited for the Super Bowl. Really, it's just like any football game, but with a way more embarrassing halftime show.
Oh, my. Football, I mean, the halftime show sometimes. Well, no. I mean,
go ahead and say it.
It's only the halftime show and the commercials. It's like, fuck the football game. I'm just here for the show.
Especially if you're from Detroit. Well, I guess we got a reason to watch this year. Whoop, whoop.
I'm just here for three things.
Stafford.
Food and drinks, the commercials, and the halftime show.
Okay. I know we're about to jump to another subject, but since we are on the Super Bowl, I'm going to continue on with this one. Halftime flush isn't a thing.
Huh?
It's that time of the year again. Time to warn you that going to the bathroom at halftime during the Super Bowl could be dangerous to the health of your plumbing.
Oh.
And your city's waste system. It's called the halftime flush. And according to legend, some 100 million of us will be flushing during the Super Bowl halftime show. And it means big problems for our pipes.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah, okay. Everybody rushing to the bathroom to go use it because 9 times out of 10 they didn't sat down. Right. Even though you motherfuckers better take turns doing the commercial. Shit.
It says this story is not really true. While millions of us will take a break and head for the bathroom at halftime, not all of us will be doing our business at the exact same time. That's kind of true.
I'm going to say there's 100 people going to be shitting at the same time, if not more.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave this. I'm going to leave someone out of this comment, but you just know everybody isn't flushing at the same exact second. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Let's just say it's a million, billions, gazillion people in this world, man.
Fucking cars on that goddamn expressway.
Man.
Some more cars to get on the expressway. Here go some more cars getting on the expressway. Uh-oh, come a big-ass bus. Lord Jesus. Oh, man. That is not a good picture. The visual. Oh, Lord. Okay. Wow. Let's see what you got over there. I'm just imagining visionary. Just imagine it. Everybody flushing the pipes at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. Come on, man. What you got over there?
I'm trying to see what's going on. Well, let's get into this. Nighttime is the right time. According to Women's Health Magazine, they ask women, when is the right time for him to meet your friends? Okay, let's get into this. This is no order, I guess. But some women said, never. I do not want him to flirt with them. I definitely feel that. Some said, after we get done dating for a few months. Right away, their opinions matter. After we've been dating a few weeks, and if the sex is good. I don't get this one. Somebody said jeans and sweater. I don't get what that said. What that mean? Okay, and somebody else said a tuxedo. Somebody else says shorts and a t-shirt. But I'm not getting this in when it's the right time to meet your friends. For him to meet your friends. After you put on a tuxedo, yeah, he gonna meet your friends. Or maybe after he wear, some shorts and a t-shirt, then he can meet your friends. Like, that's me weird type shit. Like, I don't know. But, yeah. So, according to Women's Health Magazine, that's what they think when it's the right time to meet your friends. Let's get into some news, apparently. So, you heard about the new football team, the new name of the NFL football team? You want to tell us about this?
Yeah, we're going to go commando. I mean, how the hell are we supposed to go cheer for them? Let's go commies. Way to go commies. Let's go commando.
So, you want to tell people the proper name for the team?
Well, you know, the Washington football team, a.k.a. BKA, known, formerly known
as... No wonder why you were saying that. The Washington
Redskins have finally came up with a new name. They will be now known as the Washington Commanders. We can't cheer for shit. We won't be able to rant, cheer, or say nothing. Let's go, Commando. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, I mean, oh.
How many draws go before I know?
Let's go, Commando.
I just see draws just flying at the Washington football games. Like, really? Because they be waving flags, so why not wave they draws since we Commandos?
We don't nobody no damn ideas.
They already think.
It's the DMV area. Don't give nobody no ideas.
They already thinking it.
I'm sorry if y'all listening to us. Y'all know how crazy y'all is when it comes to the Redskins.
Oh, my.
The one thing y'all should petition for is that owner down there to get y'all a new damn stadium. Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah, people really gonna want to go Commando after the damn pipe burst on their ass again this year. And shit come flying out of the pipe.
Oh, my gosh. Why are we going there?
Well, I was just relaying to Let's Go Commando chance that we're going to have to cheer. And people going to have to get naked after they get squirted down with shit water from the busted pipes. Mr. Snyder fish that goddamn stadium. But, alrighty.
I got some crazy Whoopi Goldberg news, because this is crazy to me.
Yep. Apparently, Whoopi was some craziness and a fallout from it, huh?
Yeah, Whoopi was suspended for backlash for saying what she said about the Holocaust, which in some aspects was kind of true. And I think the hate is just her being this Shani's K's perspective. I just think that by her, it takes me back to when Nick Cannon said something crazy. And, you know, by him being a black person and things like that, by her being a black woman, her saying that some real shit that's, you know, history for, you know, them, it's like, oh, now we're going to punish her for saying this shit.
All in all, she said the Holocaust wasn't racist.
Well, it
wasn't race driven or whatever.
It was white people against white people, which was kind of... Okay, well, in hindsight, it's kind of true.
I'm just going to stay out of that shit, because you got Nazi German person killing Jewish people. So, I mean, color, okay, but race, yeah, there was some difference in there. But I think she shouldn't have said shit about that, especially. And I'm just going to leave it at that. She should just ride out her 2 weeks and eat it and shut up. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Just got a quiet in here. Apparently, we got some good news, even though I ain't get to watch all this, but Paramount Plus is renewing Mayor of Kingstown, SEAL Team. And they in the works of remaking another Criminal Minds.
Okay.
Along with a new Urban Cowboy series. That's supposed to be based off The Godfather. Oh, shit. That's ought to be interesting. The Godfather, my shit. But Cowboy series is based off The Godfather? How we going to put Mafia and Cowboys together?
Cocaine Cowboys.
Oh, shit. There you go. Hold on. That might be a show already.
It's a movie.
Oh, shit.
It is a movie. I wasn't about to say was. Shit, it still is. can't delete a movie.
You know who Susan Bennett is?
No.
Apparently, she's the voice of Siri. That's interesting. So, if y'all know who she is. So, Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 70th anniversary of being on the throne, you know, of being, you know, queen. I don't know if a lot of people happy about that, you know, since all the Meghan Markle and all the bullshit, you know, all the racist shit she said about that baby and all that shit, allegedly. But, yeah. So what else we got going on? I guess Chill just went somewhere.
I ain't went nowhere. I was just waiting for you to continue your in the news.
Oh, okay, so...
God, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, like, what are you doing having a conniption over there? Huh?
I'm trying to find relevant and irrelevant news to read.
It ain't too fucking hard to find it. How about this? Simon Cowell, he is so perfect at what he does, he done got into a bike accident again. Witnesses says this time he could have been killed. He was propelled over the handlebars and onto the road at over 20 miles per hour while not wearing a helmet. And this time, he's got a broken arm to show for it. Mm. I'm just going to say, Mr. Simon Cowell, stay off of that damn bike. You almost said you were the weakest link. But you need to stay off the damn bike. Because obviously that bike riding shit ain't for you, buddy. And let's see here. Coming from the NBA's past, Mr. Logo Man, Jerry West himself, was promised tickets from the former Lakers owner. I think that was Mr. Buss. And when Jeannie Buss took over, they didn't even bother to call him and talk to him personally when they suspended his whatever you want to call this, his ticket account, and they did so with a text to his wife.
Okay.
Well, obviously Jerry West has started helping other teams in the league, so Jeannie Buss and them ain't like that. So you're gonna be helping other teams, but you're coming to look at the Lakers all night. Come on now, get out of here. But he's kind of upset with that. He said it's very petty, and they could have called him at least. So, that leads me to my next question. But I just want to ask the people, what's the worst way that you've been broken up with? Coming off of that story.
That's interesting. Worst way I've ever been broken up with was, I know the worst way I ever been broken up with.
Shit, so I can throw a can at her.
The worst way I've ever been broke up with was, I think I was in ninth grade or something like that. It had to be ninth grade. So, I was dating this boy or whatever, I wasn't with you. He had the syphilis, the tea. So, I was dating this boy or whatever. We used to always have lunch together, and this was the only class we had together. So, he kept on looking at this girl, like, all week, looking at this girl. And I guess this one day, I was just so mad. And I was like, if you looking at her, why don't you go be with her? I guess he went and got with the bitch. Because I was never seeing that nigga again. Seeing that nigga sitting over there with her all, you know, throughout the year or whatever. Like, oh. Like, damn, you looking at this girl all damn lunch. Like, god damn. But yeah, nigga wanted got with that motherfucker. You ain't got nothing to relate?
Not really.
Anybody break up with you all hard? Through that rock through your window?
No, man. Fuck these. Oh, so anyways, all right, some music news coming up real quick. When the group Lady Antebellum changed their name to Lady A, they were sued by a Seattle singer who has spent the last 2 years performing as Lady A.
Mm. Oh shit, we was talking about them a couple of months ago.
Money has been given. They will be sharing the same name all as well.
What? That's gonna be confusing then. I'm thinking Lady Antebellum gonna show up and it's gonna be Lady A.
Yeah, that's. How do you get down with that one?
Yeah, that's funny because we were just talking about that group and their controversial name in general.
So, all right. this Joe Rogan situation here with our good old buddies here at Spotify is getting a little out of hand, if you ask me. Singer-songwriters Graham Nash and NDRE say they plan to appeal their music following Neil Young in objection to the star podcaster Joe Rogan. But meanwhile, The Rock and The Jewel have both given their support to Rogan, defending his right to free speech.
Really? The Rock and who else?
Jewel.
Wow. Out of all people, though, The Rock, a big celebrity. Like, he throwing his support behind that bullshit? Let's see how them next movies gonna go out, bro.
Well, not only that, our good buddy Spotify had to send out a notice today for all the things that you cannot address or do. Remind everybody the illegal activities are not to do on your podcast. Thank you for that reminder. But no, I mean, I guess he had his opinions on current event situations, and that's all I'm going to leave it at.
Oh.
And the singers think that Spotify should do something about him.
Mm-hmm.
Saying these things, so they pull up their music in protest.
Yeah, so when y'all start losing money because, you know, y'all still
not
supporting
getting
this streams.
Dude.
Well, let's see how that go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how you hit somebody. Hit them where the money hurts.
But
hit
how much? But how far do you go with not being able to speak on free speech?
Free speech is one thing, but when you dealing with a health crisis and you telling people this misinformation, it's like,
mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. That's true.
It gets more than just free speech. Now you giving me health advice. Mm-hmm. You ain't my doctor. I ain't got to take it or do it. But yeah, you giving me this advice repeatedly. It's like,
so
just like DT, some people gonna eventually do it.
Fuck, can Bill Gates be giving out advice? And all this motherfucker was a CEO of Microsoft. Who the hell is he now? How is he a doctor or something now?
That nigga went to him, got him, bought him a medical degree.
You know what
I'm saying? He went and bought him a medical degree. He went and bought the whole university.
Okay. All right. So if you're looking for a Super Bowl VIP ticket for the upcoming game next week, you're going to be paying at least $72,000.
Goddamn.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. Well, you said VIP ticket, so that's probably something different. That's
well,
probably
I've
coming
seen
food.
The nosebleed seats, and they was going for the lowest one I seen was about 4 G's.
Damn.
And the nosebleed up at the top of the stadium on that diagram. I'm like,
damn. You sitting with your back against. You ain't even got no seat on the back.
You sitting against the concrete. Side of the stadium.
Oh my god! Four. And motherfuckers just want to sit up there, just be there. Just with the ambiance. Just be down for the cause.
So, for some reason, I'm not kind of getting this one, but we don't know if we're ever going to see an Adele Vegas residency. She said that the show wasn't ready. Now, some of the sets are being removed from the venue.
Mm.
So, I guess she was trying to start, and something's not ready, so they had to remove some dates, huh? That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, I believe due to COVID and stuff like that, they pushed her residency back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her crying and all this junk, like, cried a week.
What the hell? In South Korea, they're experimenting with a new mask called the KOSK. KOSK. It only covers your nose so that you can have your nose covered while you eat or drink.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Well, I guess I understand that, but when you're eating or drinking, you're still possibly swallowing air for those people that don't chew with their mouth closed. All right. Singer Mickey Guyton will be performing the national anthem before the Super Bowl. Bud Light Super Bowl commercial brings in Guy Fieri as the mayor of Flavortown.
Hey.
Oh, gosh.
I'm my future ex-husband.
God, here we go. All right. If you're hungry, take your ass to Wendy's. They are giving out free fries all February. Free medium fry as long as you purchase something on a Wendy's mobile app.
Mm. They really been promoting these apps like crazy.
This is ridiculous.
Tracking your ass and maybe it's something in that motherfucker.
Now here we go. It ain't even fucking started. Here we go. A woman in the UK claims that while she was in the metaverse, her avatar was sexually assaulted.
Now, see, that's crazy, dude. Did she call the meta police? how you didn't physically, maybe you mentally felt something, but you wouldn't physically attack, though, so.
This sounds like I turned on Pornhub and got offended. That's what that sounds like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that, but it's like you're virtual.
That's my point.
Like, goddamn.
You're gonna hit the off button. So, all right, Dolly Parton, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Dionne Warwick, Rage Against the Machine, Pat Benatar, Eurythmics, and Duran Duran are among the nominees this year to get a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really? Damn, Eminem? What the fuck?
Yeah, well, Eminem, Lionel Richie, Dionne Warwick,
but just listen,
and Dolly Parton.
Just listen to the names up against there. Like,
How Young versus the Old.
Like, you got the Machine.
Rage
Dolly.
The Machine, yeah.
Lionel and Dion, and then you got Eminem.
I thought you just meant like more of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, I'm just meaning like the wisdom versus Eminem or
this is yo be all and be all. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame holds more weight, kind of like than other little Hall of
Somebody
Fame.
Somebody putting some weight up on a little Eminem ass, like Eminem bought it. Nominate my goddamn self.
So what's up with these office taboos?
What's going on with the office taboos?
Oh man, this is terrible here. So I'll take this over here. According to Career Builder survey, 35% of those surveyed have puckered up with a coworker. 31 have tipped a bottle while on a job.
Oh, man.
Not to mention the 19% of you all who have spread a rumor about fellow employees. Here are some more office taboos. Falling asleep at work, 42% have said they've done it. 21% say stealing from the office.
God,
all right, now,
damn, don't get caught.
17% snooping after hours. What the hell?
She found the damn, what is that, the stash cash, the petty cash.
That's just fucking stupid and a waste of time. Go home, live your life. Lying about an academic background, 4%.
Yeah, she didn't go to college.
Oh, gosh. Taking credit for someone else's work, 2%.
Everybody do that. They've been doing that since grade school.
I hate that shit.
Didn't do none of the work.
I don't like doing that shit. Because when I wasn't in the service manager position, a motherfucker, as I was a tech, I would witness a motherfucker say, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll get that done. Oh, yeah, you welcome. We took care of that. What did you do? You didn't do that shit. So now I'm in my position. I make sure to say, no, I didn't do that. He went and took care of that.
Mm.
Like, I don't want none of that. Get my fucking flowers.
Mm. What about somebody who tried to take credit for something and it was fucked up? Like, you know how somebody be, you know how certain people talk, and then they say the bad thing last or something like that, and be like, oh, somebody did this, and be like, yeah, I did that. Well, go back and do it again or something like that. Like,
not even that. Just bragging on something you did, and just like, you shouldn't have did that.
Mm.
Oh, which way I should have did? You should have put the envelope on the envelope to the table to the envelope. Type shit. Oh, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But motherfucker, gotta bring out their own words. They'll tell how they tell me. So, no, I ain't do this shit. If I would have did it, I wouldn't have said nothing. I just would have fixed it before you saw it. I'm like, okay. I got you, gang. All right.
Yeah. You did your big eyes. I was like, oh, okay. I want to talk about something that if some people at a party doing this, you might want to leave. So I got the top most worst ideas for party games. One is bobbing for piranhas. Like, who the fuck would want to bob for some shit that can bite your head off or something like that? Like, really? You want your eyeballs at the end of the night? Another one is dodge darts. That sounds a little hurtful depending on what type of darts you're using. Another one is spear catching. Ain't that a knife? Who actually catching knives? Sounds a little dangerous. And my last one is chainsaw juggling. Imagine that going through the ceiling.
I think she got this list from jackass.org or something. Because, man, I don't know what the fuck this does. Yeah, That was, yeah, okay. Let's go chainsaw.
Honestly, they be doing some crazy shit at parties. This is on the list.
So, scorpion me and watch me catch it. Come here and watch me catch it.
Hold on. You gonna do the spear catching and then you gonna bob for piranhas. Like, the blood is already in the water. Like, eat me, motherfucker.
Bob for motherfucking piranhas. Put your fucking face in a can where something already trying to bite you. Alrighty. Okay. Top 5 songs that need to be written. No Rogan is a slogan. We the People magazine. Great, great, great grandpa was a Rolling Stone. Making Whoopi take 2 weeks off.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. We don't talk about Bruno Mars. I didn't get that one. But Bruno will be on some other shit sometimes. Okay. And I don't know where you get these crazy ass lists from these motherfuckers sent over here. This is ridiculous. Something weird. Name something weird you do with your food.
I know one thing everybody think weird. Putting sugar on my grits. It's weird. That's weird. Something like that.
I actually am going to start off one that I think tops that one. Peanut butter in the grits.
Oh, wow.
In the fuck?
That's something really different. Like, I ain't never... I don't want to try that one. Like,
Cheeto Puffs and Rolos together. How would that even go? Isn't Rolos a hard chocolate candy?
Caramel, like circular thing.
You trying to make some Chicago fucking candy popcorn?
That sounds dangerous.
Junior Mints and movie theater popcorn. It actually sounds delicious.
Yeah, because that's like putting the goobers in your popcorn, but Junior Mints.
Now, ketchup on macaroni and cheese.
Nah.
I can admit I tried this as a kid, and as a grown-up, I'm going to say no.
Now, I had a cousin who used to put ketchup and mustard on his noodles. Like, that shit was weird. And apparently, you know how we grew up saying ramen noodles? Now it's ramen. They renamed the shit.
They didn't rename shit. We probably just been pronouncing that shit wrong.
Kanye, you said ramen noodles. Get them ramen noodles off the counter or something.
Who the fuck is he? He didn't create them bitches.
I'm pretty sure Kanye grew up with some ramen noodles. His mama a teacher shit.
They was always called ramen noodles because... I would hear people talk about that. I'm like, well, what's the difference between those noodles and the ramen noodles? So yeah, I know that they were talking about that, all that damn shit. But yeah, fuck Kanye. He's been mispronouncing like the rest of us. This one's kind of cuckoo. Gene Simmons of Kiss puts ice cubes in his cereal. I don't understand. That would just water down my milk.
Some people like cold, like an ice cold, like.
Nah.
Just freeze the milk. Shit. Freeze the whole milk. Slushy milk. And that's what people will probably like. I'm lactose intolerant and put ice in my milk. Water it down naturally, huh?
Yeah. No, maybe we should ask some of the people on Facebook some of these. Can they guess some of these slogans? About get your ding back, the greatest arena on earth for people with skin, your marketplace. It's not delivery, it's
DiGiorno.
Be all you can be.
Army or Navy.
Army on fire.
Well, I knew it was one of them.
Fail. We try harder. Avis Car Rentals.
Oh, I'm like, what? That sounds like some sexual.
Oh, gosh. Somebody already read this retardedness. Wait a minute. You didn't show enough, didn't tell us that for, yeah, because that was passed. Oh, no, that's a different thing. Top five signs this is going to be a long week. You woke up and Kanye West is your roommate.
Goddamn.
I would be pissed.
Hold on, I might be happy. Oh, shit, I'm gonna be wearing plastic bags and get to hear all his crazy music. Shit, I don't know. Kanye might be a good roommate. Shit.
What the fuck?
When you first arrived at work, someone asked, is it Friday yet?
Yeah, I agree.
You see an ad in the paper offering your job. Oh, damn.
Hosting your job?
Yes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Then there's another ad offering your wife. What the fuck?
Damn, hold on. Who posting these ads?
I don't know.
Your wife and your job?
And the last but not least signs that it's going to be a long week. Whoopi Goldberg wants to talk to you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So, I got some shady social media moves that people be making, you know, shady shit that, you know, people be doing behind people's back, in front of their back, whatever. Apparently, according to Cosmopolitan magazine, they polled some readers. And they asked them or whatever, what did they ask them? Okay. What is the absolute worst thing that people can do on social media? Okay, so 11% said looking and liking a particular model's on Instagram pictures. 13% said DMing a celebrity. 17% said, oh my gosh, watching an ex or a crush Insta story. 18% said posting thirst traps. Now, oh my gosh, like that's always girls in there. I'm naked or I'm horny. I ain't got on no panties. Yeah. I ain't ate all day. Come feed me. Like, just, yeah, I feel thirst traps. Like, liking and commenting on their ex photos. Oh, damn. Even if they in a relationship. How many percent? 73% of the people said that. Or, oh my gosh. 84% said on Instagramming, picking a hot coworker. Hold on. Liking a hot coworker's pictures on Instagram.
Ooh.
And the last one is complaining about your current relationship on Instagram. Like, I guess that was the last one, the top one. 94% of the people said that one. So, I guess this shady shit people be doing. Just imagine somebody complaining about you and you ain't their friend or you ain't even on Facebook or whatever. Huh. And your friends, your aunties telling you everything that they posting. And you coming back and telling them, now it's drama that you know it. Like, but damn, baby, you the one been putting it out on Facebook. Like, damn, you the one been talking shit about me. Now you mad that I know what you been saying? That shit crazy right there, like. So, we got some happy news. Like I told Chill, like, oh my gosh, this was the best news of the year. And the year ain't even started or over. Like, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky is having a baby.
Oh, whoa.
Oh my gosh. If this ain't the best news yet, like, right now we
the amount of motherfuckers out here crying. Drake and Chris Brown are talking to each other, whining. She chose him over this guy over us.
Oh, I hear people talking about I had it first. Goddamn.
I'm choking.
Goddamn.
Godly. Made me choke off of that one. It's terrible. It was like years ago. I can't fault that lady for moving on and getting married by another dude. Who else did that? What was that girl that was a little puffy and didn't get nothing and turned around and married somebody else or something? And now she got kids and all that type of shit. Something like that.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, message from AT&T.
Oh, okay. You got some more news over there?
Nah.
You got some snow, you know, advice for people who gonna be shoveling all these damn inches that they
stay
get?
Stay the fuck out.
What?
Stay the fuck out. Stay out of the outside.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Take it slow. I mean, that's all I can say. And if y'all got a snowblower, use that motherfucker.
And if you got a young kid, get that motherfucker out there. Shit. Mm-hmm. They can get a quicker heart faster than you. Dirty humor. Y'all feel me?
But no, man, I really ain't. I ain't got no tips for the snow because it's damn near a foot and I'm about to pass out doing this shit.
You about to pass out doing a foot of snow?
Nah, well, not that, but it's got me beat. I'm beat and I'm ready to go. It's night.
Yeah, obviously, because you over here quiet as ever. Like, what? Oh, I know. C4 is missing tonight, y'all. C4 is missing.
No C4 in the building. Just tired from snow. Snow. It's the only thing I can see. Snowflakes are falling in there. Hey, did it stop? Nope. That shit blowing sideways, y'all. All right. I just posted on Facebook. I want y'all to leave us some answers, and we can tell you. We're gonna share it with y'all on the next show. You just won the lotto. How do you quit your job? So please be sure to leave a comment.
On shit, what I'm taking my boss on a
vacation.
Taking my boss on a vacation.
I don't know what this is gonna lead to, but I got a spoiler for y'all. Rudy Giuliani was revealed at Masked Singer tapings, prompting two judges to walk out angrily. Ken Jeong and Robin Thicke, ain't that his name?
Yeah.
They both got up and, what type of name is Thicke for a last name?
Come on.
This is a real last name.
Daddy was thick, so, kept that thick last line name going.
Yeah. But it's like, they walked out angrily when Rudy Giuliani was, revealed on the taping of Masked Singer.
So that's kind of a spoiler because this don't air until March.
Spoiled milk.
We got a minute to do some this or that real quick.
No, we don't. What you got?
Spring or summer? Summer.
Spring.
A car or truck?
Currently a truck.
Car. Morning or night?
Morning.
Night. Roller coasters or bumper cars?
Bumper cars.
Sleep on the left or the right side of the bed?
Either or. I'm kicking you off the other.
I guess I kind of always... It depends on how you looking at the bed, I guess.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously. Cause
both.
Oh, my gosh. Being politically correct or offended by a few people?
I don't get two flying fucks.
I'd rather be correct. Oh my gosh. The Bengals or the Rams?
Rams.
Oh. Soup or sandwich?
What?
Soup or sandwich?
sound like you was already talking supersonic. Super sandwich.
Super sonic.
Super sandwich.
Super sonic. I want me a sandwich.
Soup.
I want me a sandwich. Hold on. My grandma used to say it. Anyways. Mm-hmm. All right. A bar of soap or liquid soap? I like liquid.
Real bar.
Sweet or sour?
Sweet.
Sweet. Or less than sweet and sour chicken. I want both. Mm-hmm. That's the fat in me. But yeah. So before we get out of here, y'all, you know, don't keep us in y'all pocket. Definitely share us with your family and friends. And like I always say, you can listen to us everywhere while you're driving, you know, at work, with your headphones on, maybe. You know, if you own it, but play it like you want to.
Just make sure it's safe. And or if you're on a Zoom call, please put on headphones. And please don't be having intimate relations like an Alabama high school female teacher.
Oh, man.
While you're on Zoom.
Oh, damn.
Make sure y'all don't do that.
Oh, well, while you're at the gym, you can listen to us too, y'all.
Let's go, Commando.
Oh, man. Them panties are going to be flying everywhere. Them grandma panties, them period panties, them damn...
Period panties? Why?
Dookie stain drawers, them dudes.
Why? All right, y'all.
Gonna be flying. Commando.
I'm Chili really. Gilliam.
Shiny K, as always. Adios.
And she has disgraced the soundboard to breaking.
Oh, man.
Talking about...
Come on, y'all.
We out of here.
Just bring them extra panties.
Check y'all next
Damn, we
got
to wait to how many? 6 months to do that?
Lord.
Damn, preseason, y'all. Go to the trainings. Just
I
throw
feel
them
bad
on the trainings.
For you guys in the DMV area.
Motherfuckers going to be getting banned.
Holla back.
Adios, amigos.
We thank you for checking out this episode. Search CG Social Show in your favorite podcast listening app. Until next time, come get some.
Amigos.